Today's podcast of The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
In Afghanistan today, it's a two-step of global antagonists, Iran and the United States.
This trip was necessary due to new developments in the region. The Islamic Republic of Iran has some initiatives to solve the regional issues with the help of regional nations and withdrawal of occupiers. Therefore, it was necessary to have these talks and make the necessary decisions.
That's Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad before heading to Kabul. Today he said the U.S. is playing a double game in Afghanistan, fighting terrorists it helped to create. The U.S. made its own double game accusations against Iran earlier this week, and with 100,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, the dance is hardly complete. We'll ask who's leading and who's following. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 10th. I'm Todd Zwillick in New York, filling in for Celeste Headlee, and I'm here with John Hockenberry. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Todd, from Miami. I'm here today and tomorrow with our listeners at WLRN. Todd, The Takeaway is huge in Miami.
Okay, hey,
good morning.
Down south, good morning.
Can you read me? Can you read me from down south here?
Hearing you loud and clear.
All right, that's great. Let's get a check of the top news stories. Dueling visits to war-torn Afghanistan this morning, as you mentioned, Todd. Defense Secretary Robert Gates met with U.S. soldiers at a forward operating base in Helmand Province.
Came into an area that was totally controlled by the Taliban. Fought for critical battle space. Bled for it. Now you own it.
Gates referring to the Marja offensive just ended. Gates raised the possibility that some soldiers may get to leave a bit earlier than expected. The projected withdrawal date is July of next year. Meanwhile, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is also in Afghanistan, where he's criticized the United States for fighting the Afghan group it once supported. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates accuses Tehran of playing a double game in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Ahmadinejad accuses the United States of playing a double game there. Double games all around, right, Todd?
Yeah, that's right, John. And I spoke with BBC's John Line about the double game that's going on and asked him to explain exactly what this double game means between Tehran and Washington when it comes to Kabul.
In theory, the United States and Iran could have a lot of shared interests in Afghanistan. They don't want a resurgence of the Taliban. They want a stable Afghanistan. They want to reduce, of course, drug smuggling. But in practice, it seems at the moment they're more down to trading accusations and accusing each other of not being sincere in what they're trying to do in Afghanistan.
So pragmatic interests versus double talk and double games in Afghanistan. That was John Line of the BBC. We'll hear more of that interview in just a moment, John.
And we'll talk with Lawrence Korb as well about the situation in Central Asia. Here at home, President Obama is authorizing high-tech bounty hunters to search for healthcare fraud. He signed an executive order yesterday that encourages private auditors to search for improper Medicare and Medicaid payments, from billing errors to outright theft. They have special computer programs and get a cut of whatever they recover. Later today, the president heads to St. Louis for another rally to drum up support for healthcare reform. The Senate takes a final vote today on whether to extend unemployment benefits and reinstate some tax breaks. It's expected to pass despite protests from conservatives who say it adds too much to the national debt.
Now, John, if you're a Bank of America customer, the days of overdrawn accounts may be coming to an end. Starting soon, the bank will no longer allow debit card purchases to go through if there isn't enough money in the account. New rules from the Federal Reserve go into effect this summer, banning all banks from charging overdraft fees without first getting a customer's permission. Let's look at the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up and futures are mixed. The Dow gets underway this morning at 10,564. The S&P opens at 1,140. And the NASDAQ opens at 2340. We talk food as we do every Wednesday. And when it comes to eating green-mindedly, we're often told what not to eat. But we've got some news for you this morning on what you should eat to eat green. That's coming up later in the hour. And we're also going to talk about how more people are putting off their retirement because of this bad economy. That's in a half hour. But we're looking for your stories. What was your original retirement dream? And did it survive the recession? 8778-MY-TAKE or post to the website, thetakeaway.org.
You You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Hi, good morning. Todd Zwillick here, filling in for Celeste this morning from New York, and John is in Miami with our new friends at WLRN.
Oh, it's great down here in Miami. You know, you were talking about that dance of global adversaries in Kabul, Afghanistan, Todd. You know, it's really, really interesting because Ahmadinejad there in Iran has an interesting message to the Taliban, but the Taliban are Sunnis. Ahmadinejad, of course, is Shia, so there are religious differences and political differences. It's a very interesting sort of swirl he's walking into.
It sure is, John, and differences within Iran itself, apparently, about how it approaches the Taliban and how it approaches the United States. Iran has shown signs of wanting stability in Afghanistan, but not all elements in Iran apparently want that stability because instability there means instability for us. It's all very, very complicated, not to mention the fact that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad arrived in Kabul today before United States Defense Secretary Robert Gates left the country, the two gentlemen in country at the same time. And as soon as Ahmadinejad got there, John, he accused the United States of playing a double game in Afghanistan, wanting to do everything it can, basically fighting a Taliban that it helped to create. This is only a day after our own Defense Secretary accused Tehran of playing its own double game. So just what are Iran's aims in Afghanistan? That's the question we have to ask this morning. And we were joined earlier by BBC's Tehran correspondent John Line. I began by asking John to describe the complicated relationship between Iran, Afghanistan, and the United States.
It's like Iran's relationship with both neighbors, Iraq on the one side, of course, and Afghanistan on the other. In a way, of course, the United States did Iran a huge favor, removed two of their biggest enemies in the region, Saddam Hussein on one side, and the Taliban government in Afghanistan on the other side. So Iran, and I never really quite said thank you for that, but clearly it's a situation that's good for them, and they have other strategic interests, obviously, in their neighbours, interests about security, interests about drug smuggling. Iran is heavily critical of the amount of drugs that go through Iran from the Afghan border. So in some ways, they do have a kind of shared interest in instability in Afghanistan. On the other hand, they're very nervous about seeing that number of American troops next door. They don't want Afghanistan to be a strong and stable American ally. And there have been reports and rumours and accusations that they've even cooperated in some ways with their old enemies, the Taliban, in order to undermine the American presence in Afghanistan, while at the same time criticising the United States for beginning to at least think about talking with the Taliban.
Seems like what U.S. Secretary Robert Gates is describing as the double game. Well, as this ambivalence continues with Iran, what did we learn from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's news conference with Afghan President Hamid Karzai today?
Well, he, of course, just threw that accusation back of a double game. He accused the United States of playing a double game, of not really being sincere in its support for the Afghan government. So not a huge amount of substance, as far as I could see from the reports that came out, more of just kind of trading of accusations.
John Line, the president of the United States seemed to want to use cooperation in Afghanistan as a way to bring Iran closer to the United States. Listen to this.
The United States wants the Islamic Republic of Iran to take its rightful place in the community of nations. You have that right, but it comes with real responsibilities.
John Line of the BBC, do we have any sense of whether common interest between the U.S. and Iran in Afghanistan can bring Iran and the U.S. closer together?
Well, that's been an argument from some Iran analysts that forget about any kind of big bargains about the nuclear program or even a reconciliation with the United States. Just be more pragmatic and concentrate on issues that you have shared interests. And one of those could, on the face of it, be Afghanistan. I think the problem at the moment is that Iran is a very difficult country to deal with on a rational basis. President Ahmadinejad is facing criticism on numerous fronts. Even, I'm just looking at now, he's been facing a big battle over his economic policies, even with the parliament, even with, you know, basically people of the same philosophical colour as him. So he's a very beleaguered president. So I think really to think that they can have a kind of rational dialogue with Iran is difficult, although in theory, yes, there are shared interests in Afghanistan.
That was BBC Tehran correspondent John Line. He joined us earlier. We now, I want to turn to Larry Korb, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and former Assistant Secretary of Defense. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
Larry, it seems like Afghanistan is a place that is tailor-made for the double games that Tehran and Washington each accuse the other of playing. And it makes me want to ask, for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, can he afford to play it straight in Afghanistan right now?
Well, the problem he has is that given the internal situation in Iran, nobody there can be seen as being pro-U.S., even if it's pro-Iranian, or nobody can make any really big decisions right now. You saw when Ahmadinejad, back on the nuclear talks back in October, actually put a pretty good offer on the table that they would send the uranium to Russia to be enriched. But when he got back home, a lot of the people, you know, in Iran were opposed, to that, because that would have been seen as being pro-U.S.
So what has happened? You know, we heard that clip from President Obama before, basically seeming to use Afghanistan as a way to bring the United States and Iran together, common interest. So from the United States perspective, accusing Iran of a double game doesn't seem to be toward that policy anymore.
Well, I think to understand what President Obama was saying and where the Iranians are coming from, you have to go back to right after the attacks of 2001. People forget that in Iran they actually had candlelight vigils, supporting the United States. The Iranian government then, which was not Ahmadinejad, but they condemned the attacks. And at the Bonn conference in December of 2001, where they installed a Karzai, the Iranians made it possible for that to happen by leaning on their allies, the Northern Alliance. In fact, Ambassador Dobbins, who was Bush's representative there, said without the Iranians, this would not have occurred. They were actually the biggest donors to Afghanistan. What happened was that then in January of 2002, President Bush put them on the axis of evil. And so they basically decided, okay, United States is threatening us. Then we went into Iraq. So then they started playing the double game. They said, well, we better hedge our bets because the United States may be coming after us next.
And now it seems like the goodwill that was fostered post 9/11 with Iran may have been squandered. The question now is whether the war zone of Afghanistan is a way for the United States and Iran to get closer together. Larry Korb, Senior Fellow at the Center for American Progress, former Assistant Secretary of State, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Takeaway Podcast. If there's a story you think we should look at or a conversation you'd like us to start, drop us a line at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.